It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Celebrating Dad this Father's Day? Swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports to find the perfect gift he'll actually use. Grills, tools, outdoor gear, and more. Whether he's a backyard barbecue master, a weekend warrior, or just loves tinkering in the garage, they've got something he'll love. This weekend, save 20% off any one item using the code DAD20 at any cash register or use the code online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Truckee River is fishing great this week, with higher flows offering protection and food delivery to active trout. Water temperatures in the low to mid-50s have turned the dry fly bite on, especially during mid-morning hatches and evening caddis activity. Nymphing continues to be a great strategy as well, with indicator rigs outfitted with heavy flies and split shot leading the charge. Tight line and Euro nymphing is viable in soft edges and side channels, while streamer fishing in the afternoons is connecting with some large aggressive browns in the lower sections. Now is a fantastic time to hit the Truckee River. Bug life is surging, fish are on the field, and the river is full of life. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are adult yellow sallies, streamers, split-case pale morning duns, foam flying ants, caddis pupae and adult caddis, elk hair caddis, and EC caddis. The Little Truckee River is in excellent shape this week with steady high flows, clear water, and active hatches. Midday pale morning duns, blue-winged olives, and green drakes are bringing fish to the surface, especially in slower runs and tailouts. Nymphing is still a productive method, using zebra midges, pheasant tails, and betis patterns on light tippet for best results. Dry fly fishing is turning on during the hatch windows, and ants or beetles can also draw strikes in grassy banks. For a shot at bigger fish, try swinging streamers near structures in the evening. With technical but rewarding conditions, it's a great time to fish the Little Truckee. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Little Truckee River are green drake, size 12, film critics, pale morning duns, juju betta, size 18 to 20, split case pale morning duns, Quigley's blue-winged olives, zebra midges, size 20, San Juan worms in tan colors or small streamers. Hey, young anglers, join the Rotary Club of Truckee for a free fishing derby on June 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coldstream Pond behind Donner Memorial State Park. Kids 12 and under can enjoy a fun morning of fishing with local experts. Sign up in advance at Mountain Hardware and Sports Donner Pass Road location. Let's head out to the lakes, where fishing at Donner Lake remains productive with kokanee on the bite at 25 to 30 feet, especially in the early mornings before recreational boat traffic increases. Those trolling pink and chartreuse hoochies behind Dodgers are seeing steady action, while Mackinac are holding deeper in the 90 to 120 foot range. Try white tube jigs or silver Dodgers to reach them. Shore fishing is strong near the boat ramps and west end docks, with power bait and inflated worms bringing in planted rainbows. More rainbows were just planted recently. The water is clear and warming into the low 60s, making mornings and evenings the best time to fish Donner Lake, which is at 100% capacity. Boca Reservoir is completely full and fishing well for both boat and shore anglers. Trollers are targeting kokanee and rainbows near the dam and west shore coves at 40 to 50 feet with orange dick nights, pink wedding rings, and Dodger setups. Shore anglers are catching trout near the inlet and campground with power bait, worms, and cast masters. Surface temperatures are climbing into the upper 50s, pushing trout into deeper water as the sun rises. Midge activity increases toward evening, but fish remain most active in the early hours. 100% capacity water level has created excellent shoreline structure and cover, especially in the coves at Boca. Stampede continues to shine as the region's top kokanee destination this week. Kokanee are schooling at 25 to 35 feet and aggressively taking pink hoochies, purple squids, and orange dodgers early in the day, especially near the Little Truckee Arm. The kokanee are around 14 inches in size. As the sun climbs, kokanee drop deeper, so adjust trolling depth accordingly. Trout are active near the inlet at Stampede Reservoir during low light hours. The combination of full pool, easy boat access, and a consistent bite makes Stampede Reservoir a prime option for a productive day on the water. Prosser Creek Reservoir is offering solid shore fishing opportunities with cutthroat and rainbows cruising the banks, especially in the early mornings and evenings. Power bait, worms, and salmon eggs fished on a slip sinker rig or under bobbers is producing steady catches from the dam and Alder Creek Cove. Fly anglers are also getting results with zebra midges, small nymphs, and midge clusters. Water temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s with good clarity. Bass are starting to move into the shallows, providing some bonus action. Prosser Creek Reservoir's current water level is around 110% of capacity. And finally, Pyramid Lake season ends June 30th, and deep trolling remains highly productive for large lahont and cutthroat. Anglers are finding success at 70 to 90 feet using orange flatfish, spoons, and chartreuse jigs around Warrior Point, Monument Rock, and Hell's Kitchen. Early mornings offer the best bite before the winds pick up, especially for those using lead core lines or downriggers. Shore fishing remains slow due to warming water and fish holding deep. This is the final chance to target Pyramid's trophy fish before the summer closure. Make it count. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.